Good afternoon. It is 12:33 p.m. and you're listening to Campus Connection, our call-in show with members of the Petersburg School District. With me here today, of course, I'm Taylor Heckert. In Studio One, we have Robin Taylor, the superintendent. Hello, hello. And Sarah Holmgren, the school board president.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Welcome and thank you for being here. If you're listening and you have a question for us, of course, you can call the station at 907-772-3808. Okay, let's talk about what's happening today. Tomorrow is Veterans Day. There's the Veterans Day parade. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes, this is going to be run similar like it was last year, where we're going to have folks line up at the far end of the elementary school there, and the parade will start probably about 9:05. We want to give a little bit of buffer for cars to get there and line up. But the school will be lined up in front of the elementary school. We'll have all grades from K-12 out there to honor our veterans in the cars as they drive by. And I think if I understand right, our elementary students, I believe, are singing the national anthem.
Very
cute.
Don't
quote me on that, but I think that's what I read.
Oh, good.
But the folks with the Quilts of Valor will be out in front of the main entrance of the elementary school. So I know that some of those will be awarded out again this year to our veterans, thanking them for their service. So just a short, simple parade, but it's so genuine and heartfelt and just awe-inspiring when you see the kids lined up out there with their signs and celebrating the veterans in our community as they drive by.
Yeah, it's exciting. I think for some of our older veterans, it's a little bit more comfortable than what we have done in the past prior to COVID, where we came into the gym and it was sometimes a long sit for some of them. Just a little bit different, something that started with COVID that has kept up, but I think we'll probably be doing something that sounds like maybe different next year. We'll see.
Okay, and then I know I've been reading on the announcements too. There's a breakfast afterwards for veterans.
Is it afterwards or before? No.
Oh,
I think it's after is what I read.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I've got all the cards in front of me to slowly go through. Let's see. Afterwards, yes.
Afterwards, yep. Okay. It's afterwards. There
okay.
We go.
Okay, perfect. Stuff to look forward to for tomorrow then. Other things to talk about when it comes to the school board. Still nobody filling that remaining school board seat.
No. I've reached out to a few people and I have not gotten any responses back. But just as a reminder, your commitment would be until our board meeting in September. We do take July off. So if you're concerned about travel or being workload in the summertime versus the wintertime, there is a little bit of a break in July, where we try and hit our June meeting, of course, the same time, but if needed, we have changed it to a little earlier in June just to accommodate people's travel schedules. And then, of course, we like to meet before school starts in August. It would be a good testament to see if the timing and as well as the commitment level fit within what you can do, because then you would be put on the ballot for the October election. So, or not, if you decide to not. So I think it's a good way to test the waters. That's how I ended up on the board myself. I got appointed years ago when someone else had to resign in the middle of their term. And it was kind of a good test run to see how busy and how much volunteer time it did take up. And so I do highly recommend it to anyone who has thought about it, but have been concerned about the time commitment. It's a perfect way to, I guess in some ways, not leave the board hanging, because they would finish the term out, they'd finish a year and we would know probably fairly soon, they would know whether it was something they could continue on doing, and then it could go up for election in the fall without it being too, hopefully too difficult for anybody. But yeah, I encourage anybody who wants to try it out to do a letter of interest. You can drop it off at the district office or you can email it directly to our administrative assistant Mara Latomsky. Her address is on the website, and then it'll be sent to the board members and we can have a special meeting and have a discussion about it and meet them if we don't know them already.
Nice. Well, I've obviously been asking you all sorts of questions mm-hmm. about this for the past few months. A question I haven't asked you, Sarah, what's your favorite part about being on the board? Why is it fun being a school board member?
For a variety of reasons. Some of it might be the fact that I've had kids in the system for years. When you spread your children out like I did, You seems like you always have someone in the school district. Now I have grandchildren in the school district. So some of it is the interest in making sure things continue as I've seen it been done for decades now between my own experience growing up here and then later moving back and wanting to help contribute that, you know, and to maintain the high quality of education that we have. It's not like a board member is in the weeds and doing that, but by being kind of helping spearhead our goals and ambitions for the district, and then also feeling very strongly about supporting the school district. And that just felt like the right way to do it. I don't know how to coach. I'm not the best teacher. I would not be, it's a one way to give back for me, at least, with the skill set that I have versus struggling in another capacity, such as like giving back and coaching. Not my thing. So I guess it's a way, you know, I always feel very strongly about volunteering whether it's with the school district or other areas in the community that I'm involved in. But this has been just kind of near and dear to my heart for decades. So
if someone wants to give back and give a couple hours each month, right? That's kind of the commitment, a couple hours?
Maybe a little more, but yes, I say on a regular basis, you got a couple of, you know, a board meeting that's anywhere from an hour to 2 hours, and then reviewing your packet ahead of time and making sure you understand what's in the packet and, if needed, sometimes answering those questions prior to the meeting, or you can ask at the meeting, but sometimes it's nicer to be able to ask those questions ahead of time because sometimes staff members have to. They don't have it ready, you know, or at the ready at the meeting. So you could, you know, spend 2 or 3 hours a month. It's not a huge commitment most of the time, but sometimes it can be when you're on subcommittees or on when we have bigger things like not agenda setting, but goal setting that we have to do, you know, that we should do strategic planning every 5 years. But that tends to not be the whole board. It's usually a couple volunteers that can spend the time to do it and community members that join with you to do it. So, but yeah, on a regular basis, 2 to 3 hours a month.
Okay. And no hard deadline on when to get a letter of interest in, but hopefully ASAP, right?
Yes, that would be great.
Okay. Anything else on that topic or anything else happening tonight that folks should know about or in this district?
I think the board is going to look at the draft calendar that was submitted last month. So I believe they're going to vote on that. And again, it's a representation of what the community at large, the school community, as well as the staff, provided for input as to start date, end dates, Christmas break, spring break. So we try to create a draft calendar that best represents a whole, but definitely understand that there is no perfect calendar.
And we talked about this at the last meeting as well. Has anything changed in that calendar between last month and now? Okay.
Yep, it is the exact same calendar that was presented at last month's school board meeting.
Okay. And in this reading, will it be accepted?
I don't think anybody has any objections to what was presented last month. And I think, you know, if we have to make a change because something comes up like we had to do with our own school, you know, about a year ago when we were looking at this school year, we did make a change to spring break would occur after we had originally adopted. That can always be done again. If something, you know, comes up that would fit better for the district, then we can always change it. We still have to submit it to the Department of Education, but most of the time, I think there isn't any issues as long as it makes sense.
Yep. Yep. Okay. The only potential change that could happen is the Alaska School Activities Association won't be voting on their next couple of year calendar until their December meeting. So there could be potential impact on that spring break. Mm-hmm. But as of right now, Jamie Corral feels that where we have it placed is consistent with where the state basketball tournament would be. Mm-hmm.
Which is where it's spring break has traditionally been.
Okay. That makes a ton of sense. Anything else that we need to talk about today on any of these topics?
I don't know. It's a very skinny.
Yeah, it's a really skinny.
And it feels like the calm before the storm. But I think we only have one board member headed to the state conference as well as two. Oh, good. So Katie Holmland and
Kari.
Oh, good. Okay, I was wondering if Kari was able to go. That's excellent. And that's great because Kari's new on the board. Katie has been there for a while. She has gone before. But even after all these years, when I'm able to go, you still learn something. So it's really nice to be able to go up to that when they can. So that'll be next weekend. This coming week.
School board conference?
It's the annual school board conference, yes. And then our superintendent does go too. So it's a great, you know, if you get up there by Wednesday, you can get a lot of education on Thursday mm-hmm. and Friday. For new board members, it's great if they can even fly up on Tuesday, because there's a bunch of new board training done on Wednesdays before the big kickoff on Thursday. But not everybody's schedules work and vacation time to be able to get. So sometimes it can be difficult to get there. I've been multiple times this year. I'm not able to go, but probably next year. But it's nice to be able to talk to other board members. Mm-hmm. You talk to other, you get put in groups with similar size schools. And then what I have come away with year after year after year is how much better position Petersburg is in, and how much other schools are struggling, both financially, but also getting quality getting any educators, I would say, even. They've got, you know, lots of vacancies, and how hard it is. And then you're mm-hmm. still trying to do, you know, you're still trying to teach your kids with very little resource. So I have come away almost every year feeling very fortunate as we come back to Petersburg, but always learning something new, despite, you know, thinking, oh, I think I got it. I don't need to go this year. And then I go and it's like, oh yeah, that was a good idea that I went. So I'm a little disappointed I won't be able to go this year, but yeah, it's a great conference for collaboration, but also to learn.
Okay. So they're heading out next weekend?
We leave on Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Back on Sunday usually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, hopefully they can bring back some cool knowledge then.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think that's all the time we're going to have for today's Campus Connection. Superintendent Robin Taylor, School Board President Sarah Holmgren.